Welcome to Bedtime History. Hello, this is Breck. Guess what, parents? Bedtime History is now available on StoryButton. StoryButton is the easiest way to listen to our show without using screen devices like your phone or a tablet. StoryButton is like a radio that's built for easy listening to your favorite kids' podcasts like ours. And the best part is there's no subscriptions or fees to access the content. This week, save $10 and get free shipping when you go to storybutton.com/bedtimehistory. That's storybutton.com/bedtimehistory. Do you like riddles? Well, I have one for you. What's so big that it stretches further than the eye can see? It can change colors from turquoise to brown to green and even black. It can gobble you up and spit you out. It can be angry or calm. Any guesses? Could it be a massive sea monster? A wily octopus or the mythical kraken? Nope, but these are all good guesses. The answer is the sea. Did you know water covers 3/4 of the world's surface? That's huge! And that means there's a lot of living things underneath the water that we can't see. Here on land, we can see all sorts of amazing things. So what amazing things are underneath the sea? Well, thanks to sailors, fishermen, marine biologists, submarine crews, and other explorers, we know a lot more about the sea and what's in it than at any other time in history. We've discovered underwater cities and sea life and shipwrecks. We've found fossils, treasure chests, and planes that disappear decades ago. We've developed amazing things like sonar, radar, and underwater vessels to dive deeper and explore further. But to this day, we've not reached the bottom of some of the deepest seas in the world, and we haven't discovered all there is to see in the vast underwater kingdom. So that means where there is unknown or a mystery, there is folklore. Since the beginning of time, people have been connected to the sea. For ancient people, the sea must have seemed very big and mysterious and scary indeed. People eventually built boats and started sailing across the seas. They saw strange creatures jumping out of the water or bumping into their boats. They heard spine-tingling screeches on the wind or witnessed large shapes bobbing on the waves. What could these things be? Were they ghosts or monsters or gods? Well, since ancient humans didn't have any means to go deep under the sea to discover these answers, they had to find an explanation using what knowledge they had. And that's where sea legends and folklore began. People crafted stories and carved images to make sense of the sea. Over time, these tales, myths, legends, and images spread around the world and became part of folklore on every continent. One of the earliest and most enduring tales of all time is that of the mystical mermaid. Many people across the world can describe a mermaid, a beautiful creature, half woman, half fish, with long flowing hair and glittering scales. And we know this because of images of them that have been carved into stone in ancient temples or sketched in books dating back centuries. As far back as the 19th century BC, people believed that life came from and started in the sea. In the city of Babylon, which means the gate of the gods, and is now part of Iraq, people prayed to a half-human, half-fish sea goddess called Atargatis, who was the ruler of life and fertility. They carved her image on stone templates wearing a mural crown, a crown shaped like towers, walls, and fortresses instead of flowers, arches, and crosses like crowns that came later. Sometimes she was carved with a human face on a fish body, other times as half-human, half-fish. Atargatis was married to a god named Hadad, and they were the gods who protected the city of Babylon. Atargatis also ruled over the city's religious and social life, as well as the creation of new life. But how did Atargatis come to have the form of a fish? Well, one ancient myth states that the goddess originally had a human form, but then drowned herself in a lake, thus turning into half woman, half fish. She was ashamed for having fallen in love with a handsome man and giving birth to a baby girl, something that was, apparently, forbidden for divine, non-human goddesses. Over the centuries, people traveled and traded with people in other cities and countries. The myth of Atargatis spread throughout the Middle East and Europe. The early Greeks, who had originally depicted their goddesses as birds with human faces, later changed their goddess images to mermaids. Thus, the mermaid legend grew, and more tales blossomed. Mermaids gained the name like sirens or water nymphs. Their image changed into dangerous sea maidens, luring unsuspecting ships and sailors to their doom. They were no longer the praised city protectors of the past, but like the original goddess, Utter Goddess, they still possessed magical powers and liked music and song. Early sailors reported hearing strange sounds, like music on the waves, and guessed it could be the mermaids singing. Who or what else could it be? Today we might suggest the sounds were coming from pods of whales. But since the sailors didn't know about whale communication or have sonar, they believed in singing mermaids instead. However, unlike the goddess Atargatis, mermaids of legend were said to be mortal. They lived about 300 years, had no soul, and eventually turned into sea foam instead of going to heaven. And since mermaids were depicted as beautiful creatures, it was assumed they must be vain. Artists painted beautiful scenes of mermaids lounging on rocks surrounded by objects of vanity, such as hairbrushes, combs, and mirrors. Myths soon popped up stating that if a human captured and hid these mermaid objects, the mermaid would become human and could be tricked into marriage. However, if the mermaid found the hidden objects, she could transform back into a mermaid and return to the sea. Perhaps because of these myths of humans stealing the mermaid items, luring them in human form, and marrying them, mermaids then gained the reputation for spitefulness against humans. Tales said that if provoked, mermaids could cause floods, storms, and other sea disasters. A mermaid spotted during a sea voyage was considered an omen of shipwreck. Other legends told of mermaids luring men into the water where they drowned or were forced to live under the sea forevermore, never returning home. Some myths, however, stated that mermaids could also show compassion. If something nice was done for them, such as rescuing them from a net, they could bestow gifts or blessings. And it wasn't just sailors who reported seeing mermaids out to sea. Famous explorer Christopher Columbus reported seeing mermaids while sailing in the Caribbean. Today we might guess he saw manatees instead, which can nurse their young like female humans and from afar can look to have a human face. Mermaid folklore was still going strong in 1837 when Danish author Hans Christian Andersen wrote a book called The Little Mermaid, and it became an instant classic. Approximately 150 years later, Walt Disney made a film by the same name, popularizing the mermaid for a new generation of children worldwide. Today you can see mermaids depicted on modern-day coat of arms, including those in Britain, Warsaw, and Germany, as well as the University of Birmingham. However, if you see a mermaid with a serpent tail, two fish tails, or wings, it's called a Melusine and is very common in French folklore. So now we know about mermaids, but what about mermen? Well, mermen are not as common in folklore as mermaids, and they can be shown as handsome or grotesque. The legend of mermen started in Babylon and became connected with the sea god Ea, the god of water, wisdom, culture, and civilization. He was also the creator and protector of man and the world. However, some state that the merman legend refers to Ea's servant. Later, the Greek myth of Triton was born. Triton was a sea god and the son of Poseidon. Poseidon had a human form, but Triton was half man, half fish, hiding or blowing a conch shell. Sometimes he held a three-pronged trident. He lived in a golden palace at the bottom of the sea with his parents and acted as Poseidon's messenger. Triton was called both a mighty and dreadful sea god and could blow his conch shell so loudly that it raised or flattened waves and scared away mythical giants. He was said to have green hair and blue skin, with barnacles on his mighty shoulders. Various Scandinavian countries, including Iceland and Norway, have legends about mermen with black hair, long beards, and dusky skin with a man's torso and a fish tail. One British folklore writer said that mermen were often uglier and rougher in the British Isles, although how she came to this conclusion is unknown. Today, mermen are depicted in comics, movies, and films as handsome, strong, and courageous, such as in the TV show Man from Atlantis and the superhero movie Aquaman. They are featured in the popular game Dungeons & Dragons and in the hugely successful Harry Potter movies where merpeople live in a lake near Hogwarts. So what do you think about the legends of mermaids and mermen? Do you know any legends where you live? If you could have one special power as a mermaid or merman, what would it be? We'd love to hear your opinion when you click on the link in the show notes. We hope you enjoyed this episode about mermaids and mermen. Be sure to tune in next Monday for a new episode.